You're listening to an audio sermon by Pastor Bernard Mulder from Household of Christ. We trust that you will be encouraged and blessed as you listen to the Word of God.
I want to continue this week to minister on Win Someone for Jesus. And I want to quickly recap where we ended last week, where we looked at the three parables that Jesus shared. The first, 100 sheep, one goes astray and he goes after the one and he finds the one. The second one, the woman with 10 coins, she loses one. The room gets enlightened, she finds it. And in both cases, how there was joy and celebration. And because we understand these two parables, the third one becomes clear to us. Two sons, one goes astray, but he comes back. When enlightenment comes to him, the father's ready to receive him back. Amen. 1 out of 100 is 1%, 1 out of 10 is 10%, and 1 out of 2 is 50%, to show us that all of us are valuable. Amen. Turn to the person next to you, say, you are valuable. Then we shared and we said the Holy Spirit is there to enlighten. The Holy Spirit is there to convict. And we should never, as God's children, condemn people. Amen? And we looked at Peter, who had revelation that Jesus was the Christ, but still did not know the heart of Jesus. Jesus being prepared to go die for all of mankind. And he tried to stop him. And he got rebuked by Jesus. He said, Satan, get behind me. And we saw the same with the sons of Zebedee when Jesus said, go and prepare a place. And as they were going to Jerusalem, they entered into Samaria. And the Samaritans did not welcome them. And they wanted to call down fire from heaven. And Jesus said to him, you don't know what spirit you are. You don't know what's going on in your heart. You want to kill, steal, and destroy. But I've not come to kill, steal, and destroy. I've come to bring life and life in abundance. Amen. People often in churches want people that come to the church to feel most welcome. But I want to say that the person that should feel most welcome in the church is Jesus Christ, is the Holy Spirit. We should make him feel most welcome. Yes, give the Lord a hand. If you're going to give him a hand, give him a hand. Amen. And then you've heard me say many times the word at the beginning of the year, reach up, reach in, reach out. Amen. And that the first thing that we have to do is reach up, God. Psalm 27 says, when the Lord said, seek my face, my heart said, Lord, your face I will seek. That we should check the whole time and make sure that we've got a heart seeking after God, seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Amen. But right now we're focusing a little bit on reaching out. Amen. Turn to the person next to you, say, reach out. Turn to the person on the other side, say, reach out. Amen. Should have a heart for the lost, to reach out to the lost. Amen. I want to just say this before we start preaching. There's a difference between being filled with the Holy Spirit and being baptized with the Holy Spirit and with fire. You know, Peter, when he was walking with Jesus, when he had the revelation that he was the Christ, he still denied Jesus. But after he was baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire at the day of Pentecost, he got up and he spoke with all confidence. When you read the book of Peter, you see there that he talks about the divine nature of God that's become his nature. God's ability has become his ability. And that's what we want. We need people filled and baptized with the Holy Spirit that would manifest the fruits of the Holy Spirit wherever we go. Can I have an amen? The fire is not there to destroy people. The fire is there to help people. Amen. The Holy Spirit is there to lead and to guide us. Let us pray. Precious Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy, your tremendous grace that you have towards us. Thank you, Lord, that you've placed us in South Africa for such a time as this, to make a difference, O Lord, and we give you praise for that. Give us wisdom and give us knowledge. Give us understanding. Let the fear of God rest upon us, O Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Let your people hear your voice upon my voice today in Jesus' mighty name. Touch and change hearts and take us from where we are to where you want us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. I want to read from Acts 17, verse 22, And it's from the Message translation. So if you have the Message translation, please follow in your Bible. Otherwise, you can follow in the overhead. It says, so Paul took his stand in the open spaces at the Areopagus and laid it out for them. It is plain to see that you Athenians take your religion seriously. When I arrived here the other day, I was fascinated with all the shrines I came across. And then I found one inscribed to the God nobody knows. I'm here to introduce you to this God. Now just think for 1 minute. You cannot be religious if you're going to say that. Paul was a Pharisee. He knew the law that said, no other God, no other image. And here he comes by the leading of the Holy Spirit and he says to them, I want to tell you about this God. Turn to the person next to you and say, wisdom. Say, understanding. We need the help of the Holy Spirit. He says, I'm here to introduce you to this God so you can worship intelligently. Know who you are dealing with. The God who made the world and everything in it. This master of sky and land doesn't live in custom-made shrines or need the human race to run errands for him as he couldn't take care of himself. He makes the creatures don't make him. Starting from scratch, he made the entire human race and made the earth hospitable with plenty of time and space for living. So we could seek after God and not just grope around in the dark, but actually find him. Turn to the person next to you, say you can find God. Turn to the person on the other side, say you can find God. He doesn't play hide and seek with us. He's not remote, he's near. We live and move in him. Can't you get away from him? One of your poets said it well, we're the God created. Well, if we are the God created, it doesn't make a lot of sense to think we could hire a sculptor to chisel a God out of stone for us, does it? God overlooks it as long as you don't know any better. But that time is past. The unknown is now known, and he's calling for a radical life change. He has set a day when the entire human race will be judged. Even everything set right. Amen. Turn to the person next to you and say, Jesus is alive. When you read this whole passage, you see Paul starts to speak to people here, not judging them, not condemning them, but wanting to share the truth with them. Amen. So I want to share some things with you today to help you to win the lost. Amen. How to talk to people that are unchurched. Some rules, some do's and don'ts. Yesterday at the relationship seminar that we had, we shared some things you should never do in a relationship. Amen? And some things that you can do in a relationship. And it was really a blessing. We had a lot of fun and laughed, but it's sometimes good to know what not to do. Amen? So the first thing I want to tell you, never attack somebody's religion. Never attack somebody's religion. Never attack their church. Amen. Never ever do that. Paul, a matter of fact, he started by complimenting them. He said, I can see that you are very religious. Can I just say, sometimes even people from other religions, we as Christians think that they don't have a spiritual experience. They do have spiritual experiences. But what we have is Christ Jesus. We have a God that came to this earth and with all confidence said, I am the way. I am the way. Can I tell you something? People know when you judge them. Am I talking to the right people here? Sometimes even when you've done something wrong as a Christian, you know when people are talking to you and they are busy judging you. People know when you are critical, when you are pointing the finger. Anybody can point the finger. We should show the more excellent way. Paul came and he disarmed that whole thing by giving a compliment. Amen. So that's the first thing. Never attack people. Is that good? Number two, find the common ground. You know what he did? He said, I want to tell you about this God, this statue here. I want to tell you about this statue. Now, for most Christians, that's very challenging, especially if you look at the Old Testament, because the law said, no other image before me. And here he comes by the leading of the Holy Spirit because he wants to win the lost. Amen. I'm not talking about compromise. Christianity is not the art of seeing how close I can live to sin without sinning. It's living for righteousness. But we don't have to judge or condemn anybody. It's very important that if you are going to reach your community, that you be relevant. Paul knew it was a shrine. He knows God does not live in a shrine. But methods can sometimes change. Amen? Cell phones. You can send a good message or a bad message with a cell phone. Amen? It's determined by your own heart. So let's use wisdom in all that we do. Amen. Are you ready to reach out and go win somebody for Jesus? So we know that our God is the invincible God of power and might. So we don't have to get religious about that. And when you're a Christian, that's the first thing that people know about you as well. Can I just say this? One thing that I've realized in my Christian walk, that somebody can be spiritual or think that they are spiritual or communicate with you that they are spiritual and they are not a Christian. Can I see your hand if I'm talking to the right people here? Sometimes we think only we as Christians are spiritual, but somebody from another religion can also have a spiritual experience. But it's only Jesus that said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the light. Take some time sometimes. I have met people from other religions that are actually very good. Are you shocked? I've met some people that are very kind from other religions. I've sat next to them in airplanes, met them at forums, and then I talk to them. And they are very zealous. They are very committed to their God. And I always start to have a conversation about how do you obtain salvation? Am I talking to the right people here? We want to reach everybody. Never attack them, but talk about what God is doing in your life. Talk about the God that is holy. Talk about the God that said he's light and life. One of the things that I always share with people, that God can be found. Because one of the things people will often say, where is God? Where is God? But God can be found, and we have the Holy Spirit here that can help us. One thing I know, whether people are Christians or not Christians, they desire a spiritual experience. They need intervention. They need somebody higher than them to intervene in their lives, especially if it's a situation that humans cannot resolve. And it's there where we as Christians have the grace where we can pray heaven into that situation. Many times when people are not even believers and they ask for prayer, I would pray for them. Are you prepared to do that? Not try and get them into the church, just be a blessing to them. Just show them kindness. If we're going to make a difference in this world, we have to start to be different. By allowing people to see Jesus and his love and his care in our own lives. Amen? I love what John 17 verse 20 says. My prayer is not for them only, but for all who will have faith in me through their words. So through what you say, other people will have faith. Jesus is praying for people there right now that's not believing in him yet. The CEV translation says, I'm not praying just for these followers. I'm also praying for everyone else who will have faith because of what my followers will say about me. Amen. Sometimes surprise people. You know, when people have messed up, they know when they've messed up. Go pray a blessing. Go pray the favor of God upon their lives. Am I talking to the right people here? Sometimes we as Christians, even ourselves, we disqualify ourselves. We disqualify ourselves, but God has qualified us. Colossians 1 verse 12 says that God has qualified us to be partakers of his inheritance. All the beautiful, all the good things he has predestined and planned for us. But we disqualify ourselves. Sometimes when somebody feels disqualified, remind them that God has qualified them. Can I have an amen? Turn to the person next to you. Say to them, whether you like it or not, God has qualified you through what He's done on the cross. Sometimes we think it's all about us. What we say about God will cause people to either believe in God or walk away from God. You know, some Christians' behavior has caused people not to serve God. I think it was Gandhi who said, I would have served this God if it was not for the Christians. Eina, that should not be. That should not be. We should be that example to go out and to make a difference. Amen? Can I give you another advice concerning winning someone for Jesus? You don't always have to quote a scripture. I see here Paul quotes one of their poets. He comes and he quotes one of their poets. Sometimes you have to know what's going on in your community to be relevant so that you can help. Amen? And quote what they are quoting and let God give you wisdom to use it as a modern day parable to share the gospel with them. The Bible says it's the goodness of God that leads people to repentance. Sometimes you have to trust God for a word in that situation. Amen? And just encourage somebody. A right word. You know, let me tell you something. I've been sharing with you about Gideon. But you know, one of the things with Gideon that happened when he was doubting a little bit, God said to him, go down into the camp and go hear what the people are saying. And when he went into the camp, two friends were talking about a dream that he had, and he shared the dream with his friend, and the friend said, well, if I listen to what this dream is saying, this is nothing else but the sword of Gideon that's going to come in, and God is going to give them the victory. Sometimes we need to hear what other people are saying, that God is with us and that He's going to use us and see us through. That's what happened to me Wednesday in one of the Connect groups. When I got there, one of the Connect group leaders was sharing something. And afterwards, I said to him, you'll never know how much that meant to me, what you've just said. Showing the support, showing the commitment. So sometimes just where you are, be sensitive, because just through what you are sharing, the love and the commitment and the support can encourage somebody to just hold on to God and to say, God, let's go on. Can I say this? Sheep get sheared once a year, not every week. There's a time for correction, but not every week, amen? If you take off that wool the whole time, when the winter comes, that sheep is not going to make it. Once a year, not every week. Amen. Can I say this? If we want to win people, if we want to go out into the world, we have to show the love of Christ. Proverbs 10 verse 12 says, hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins. Love covers all sins. The Passion Translation says, hatred keeps old quarrels alive, but love draws a veil over every insult and finds a way to make sin disappear. If we want to reach out and win people, don't focus on their wrongs. Amen? Don't focus on their wrongs. When we share in love, we are ministering life and light to people. Jesus said, go into the world. It means where they are busy, go there and show love. Amen? Let people see Jesus in you before they hear about Jesus. Let people see Jesus in you. Turn to the person next to you, say, reach out. Turn to the person on the other side, say, reach out. I hope as you're sitting here that God will drop somebody in your heart that you will start to pray for. Amen? That you would reach out to that person. Romans 2 verse 4, the New King James says, for it's the goodness of God that leads people to repentance. Show good towards people and people will turn to God. It's not bad things that happen to people. God can turn bad into good, but God's method is His goodness. The Passion Translation says, do you realize that all the wealth of His extravagant kindness is meant to melt your heart and lead you into repentance? It's when God does good things in your life that you say, wow, this God, I just have to serve this God. Amen? Turn to the person next to you and say, Jesus loves you as much as He loves the lost. Can I say this? According to this word, people only get saved when they hear the gospel. And somebody must preach the gospel to them. They must preach good news to them. And then when they hear the good news, they will confess and they will believe and they will serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Are you ready to get some people saved for Jesus? Are you ready to reach out to people and share the good news to them? I want to close with this. This is a message that I hope will minister to your heart, but I want to close just with a few practical things that we can do and what we should do and how we should do it if we're going to reach people in our neighborhood, in our community, and if we want to touch this nation and take this nation for Jesus. Amen. So sometimes you're going to have to befriend somebody. Amen. Can I tell you something? I am friends with somebody in prison that I weekly WhatsApp and he WhatsApps me. I'm not expecting him to become a member or anything, but he reached out at a stage and we are sharing with each other. And he sometimes even sent messages to me now that's been a blessing to me. Amen? Jesus said, go reach out to those. If you visit somebody in prison, it's like visiting Jesus. Amen? Turn to the person next to you, say, go show kindness to somebody. Can I say this as Christians? Listen to me, family and household of Christ. We show kindness to people without expecting anything back. Sometimes people can come to the church and visit, and they're not going to become a member, and that's fine. And oftentimes we help people that are not even members, because that's what Jesus would do. We don't just help members of household of Christ. Amen? Can I have an amen? Amen. You know, in the last few weeks, I just heard about somebody in your community. Hear and know what's going on in your community. There was a student on one of the groups. Somebody just said their daughter's busy studying. There was something happened that they had a lot of migraines, and she has to write an exam. And I just sent the message. I said, you know what? Migraines, we've got a chamber here. She's welcome to come and use the chamber. I know it helps for migraines. She came even on a Sunday after a service, and I had another meeting. I didn't even meet them. But that should be our heart. Sometimes just go do good because Jesus would have done good. God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power who went about doing good. Amen? So sometimes do good. Just go and do good. Look for that opportunity. As a matter of fact, the Bible says, he who knows to do good and he does not do it, it's sin. Sometimes just help somebody that you don't even know. Help and don't expect anything back. Amen? Turn to the person next to you and say, just do good. Be ready to share your testimony. Amen? Because oftentimes when you are doing good, that person will say, why are you doing this? Because people question motives, especially in our day and age that we live today. People overthink a lot of things. Let me see, who's the overthinkers? Overthinkers. Go and overthink this. Jesus loves you. Amen. Give the Lord a hand. Revelations 12 verse 11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimonies, and they did not love their lives to death. Amen. So remember that friends are special. Sometimes a friend is a stranger who you've just not met. Amen. Many people that have come here, I mean, I'm not going to point out, but there's some people that just on a Saturday would drive in here, and this has become their church. By just going and greeting them at the gate, saying hello, showing them the church, and they're members today, experiencing the love of Christ here. Amen. A while back, somebody was on a Saturday, we had a care pastors meeting here. An individual had driven to 10 different churches. He wanted to commit suicide. And he drove in here. And as he drove in, all of us were driving out. And we saw him at the gate and started talking to him, and his life could change. We led him to the Lord. I've never seen him again, but a life has been changed. Amen. We'll only one day in heaven know the true impact of our faithfulness of reaching out to people. Amen. Hallelujah. Number two, meet a need. Just go meet a need. When you know there's a need that you can meet, just go meet that need. Sometimes it's just to pray with that person. Amen? You just pray with that person. Everybody has opportunities to identify needs. I've just shared with you. In the community, when I heard about this, one lady had to go write exams, headaches and migraines, said, okay, come use the chamber. We know that will help for you. And when you can do something, just do it. Sometimes you can do it immediately. Sometimes it's prayer. Sometimes it's indirectly. But if you can do something, just do it. Amen. We are blessed to be a blessing. Turn to the person next to you, say, you are blessed to be a blessing. And if I can emphasize that again, we're not just here to help people in the household of Christ, but the Bible do say in Galatians 6, I think verse 10, that our first responsibility, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. So I know our congregation members are always ready to bless other people, and I thank God for that. That's why I'm going to be ready to bless you first. Amen. So thank you for having that heart. Let's do that more so that we can reach more people. Amen. So in a practical way, like I've said, if somebody needs food, then give them food. If somebody needs encouragement, just give them encouragement. And you'll see the opportunity will come when they will start to ask. And you can give your testimony and share your testimony with them. Amen. Jesus is coming back, so we have to be ready to share with people any and every time. The last one that I just want to do is, and this is very important, bring church awareness to people. I really believe with all my heart Jesus Christ is coming back for his church, where Jesus Christ is the head and we are the members. There are a lot of unchurched people. Make them aware of the body of Christ. There are many living churches out there. But if people come on your path, tell them about Household of Christ and say, come and be a part of this church. You know, the one thing that is here is the peace of God. The one thing that we can offer to people is the peace of God. You as a Christian, when you meet people, whether they are believers or non-believers, churched or unchurched, when you get the opportunity to pray, pray the peace of God down into their homes, into their lives, into their hearts, and let them experience God. Everybody wants to experience God. Everybody wants to experience peace in their lives more than anything. And that is the grace that God has given us, his peace. Not the peace of this world, the peace that comes from heaven. And when you have it, you can give it. Turn to the person that you say, when you have the peace of God, you can give the peace of God. And I want to tell you, when you have been baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire, his divine nature has become your nature. And when you meet people that need peace, pray the peace of God into their lives. Amen. I think the importance of the church is undervalued, underestimated. When you become part of the body of Christ, it's the reservoir of God's power. And things start to change in people's lives. Let's go get the unchurched back into the church. Let them come and find a safe place so that they can grow, so that they can use their gifts, their strengths in the body of Christ. Amen. Turn to the person next to you, say, Jesus loves you just as much as he loves all other people, even the lost. When we have this understanding, this is what we should pray. Just put your hand on your heart and say, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh upon me, fill me with your love until it overflows to others. Fill me with your love until it overflows to others. Grant unto me your heart for the lost, for the world, in Jesus' mighty name. Give me the grace to forgive and to love as Jesus loves me. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Give the Lord a hand. I know this is not a message just for you, but it's a message that positions us to attract God's favor, because the Bible says he who wins souls is wise. He who wins souls is wise. So when we have a heart for the lost, our heart is usually just for ourselves, not for other people. It's the nature of man. But when we have the heart of God, things in our lives start to change, because what we make happen for others, God will make those things happen for us. We have one life to live for Christ Jesus, and that life is so precious. The only thing that we can take with us one day are souls, are people that we've allowed to experience the love of God, the salvation of God. Let's make this assignment an assignment of God to reach out to the lost, to get them saved. Everybody win somebody for Jesus. Can I have an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand.
Thank you for listening to this audio sermon. For more information, please go to our website, www.hoc.org.za. Household of Christ, loving God, loving people.